But it will, you know, well, it'll be okay. I think. I hope.
Well, it took, you know, that book, you got a copy of it, the one about the family that moved to Nazi Germany.
Yes, I've started that. I put it in the book club show notes for the last show.
Yeah, what's the name of it again? Do you have it handy?
Yeah, I can go into the show notes real quick. And it was 516. And count it down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. And book club. I'm really good. Book club. In the Garden of Beasts.
Right, in the Garden of Beasts.
Damn,
so I started reading it.
That was good.
And I was it's interesting because Germany had slipped into a just kind of a bad scene, to say the least, especially during the Hitler era where they were beating people up just generally. It was just and I was thinking that what could we ever get – because the reason we even talked about this book is because we have to sit around the dining room table saying what if we were in Germany in the late 1930s – what would we be talking about? How would it be different than the way we're leading our lives now with this kind of a semi-corrupted system?
Semi?
Okay, a corrupted system. Well, I don't think everybody's corrupt, but it's kind of a fascist-like environment we're in. The shield laws, the bullcrap on television, the MSNBC shills, the whole thing. It's just all bad. It's a bad scene. Would that be similar to Germany? And then I think there's a lot of similarities, but not the violence in the street. Even though there's some perpetrated by the government, and I know that they do it a little bit. I think they probably did beat up a bunch of these protesters that were in the Occupy movement, which may be the same. But this actually, with that book, indicated to me that this mentality of Germany to be a bunch of militaristic thugs really began in the 1890s.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's made very clear in that book. Yeah. So it actually took 40 to 50 years to get where it got, where the country was destroyed by the rest of the world because it had become such a bunch of a-holes.
Did you just say that basically the Holocaust was a bad scene?
It was a bad scene.
It's a bad scene, man.
You see it now.